This is Ozarks at Large. The Junk Ranch is a twice-a-year flea market that brings in vendors from across northwest Arkansas to sell everything from vintage furniture to artisan bandanas. Last weekend, Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore put on his rain boots and headed out to Prairie Grove to explore.
The whir of generators, nearly drowning out the cover band playing the Dolly Parton classic Jolene, welcomes guests as they entered the gates of Junk Ranch, just outside of Prairie Grove, Arkansas. Twice a year, this open-air flea market offers a massive collection of antiques and vintage items, and just about anything else you can imagine. Just ask Addie.
Do you mind if I ask you what in the world this is?
It's a cow skull.
Why do you have a cow skull?
To put in my room.
What made you decide I need a cow skull for my room?
I don't know. I like cows, I guess.
So besides a cow skull, is there anything else you're really looking for? Anything you're excited to try and find here?
Not really.
That was her main thing. Seriously.
It was genuinely, I drove here because I want a cow skull, right? That's awesome.
Seriously. So she's pumped.
That's good. How much did you pay for this?
15.
That's awesome.
Got a bargain.
Was that what you were expecting to pay for it? Too much? Too little?
We thought it would be more.
Wow. 15 for fantastic. It does only have one horn. But
she's going to decorate it over here.
I love it.
Laura Hightower has been a vendor at Junk Ranch since it began. Junk Ranch started 8 years ago with Amy Daniels and Julie Speed, hoping to help local shoppers who were tired of making the drive to places like Canton and Round Top, Texas.
And so their big idea was there are enough people to support this. We should just have it here so that we don't have to travel. And that's what I love the most about it is to have this kind of access to this quality of vintage and antique items is rare. You know, this is not common to every single area. So I love selling. It's fun for me. It's a creative outlet. But I also love the shopping, too. I end up coming home with way too many new things every time I come.
Hightower says the spring 2020 event was canceled due to COVID-19. But Junk Ranch did open back up for their fall event in 2020.
We were still all worried, you know, everyone was worried. Masks were required, so we were all masked up, and it's just strange. You know, this is a really friendly, great atmosphere. People bring their families, they pull their kids and their dogs and wagons. So you're used to smiling and chatting and everything, but with masks on and nervous about stuff, you know, all of that was hampered. But today it feels like, yeah, the old times, the before times, and it's just been a really big sigh of relief.
While many of the booths featured antique and vintage items, some folks were there to sell homemade products, like Nels, who was proud to be a Northwest Arkansas native.
Beautiful downtown Hawkeye.
How many people live in Hawkeye?
I thought it was all of them.
What?
I thought it was all of them. Well, it's three dogs and several cows out there. That's about it.
Nels sat with his brother-in-law in matching camping chairs with just a few items on display.
Cedar slab coffee tables. Well, you go to a sawmill and buy slabs, pull all the bark off of it, let it cure a few days, sand it down, varnish it, put epoxy in the little places around on it, and put about 6 or 8 coats of urethane on it.
Simple as that, right?
It has to be simple or I wouldn't be able to do it.
Nell says his best-selling item is the kid-sized picnic tables.
They're simple and easy to make. I'm old and lazy, and so I just...
Are you retired?
I've never been tired the first time. I enjoy what I do, and I had a massive heart attack about almost two years ago, and things are, you know, I can't lift a whole lot of crap, and so I just tinker and do what I want to do.
Dee Wright is another vendor at Junk Ranch, with her booth she calls Pink Pearl Vintage.
All kinds of vintage, dressers, glassware, camping.
Dee's booth was meticulously arranged, with different vignettes in just a couple dozen square feet of space.
That's why it takes us 7 hours to set up.
Wow.
Just to sort of that way they know this area, you know. But I don't know if it really works, but I guess it does.
Whether it's a cedar slab coffee table, pink Pyrex, or sunflower pods, that's right, empty, dead, seedless sunflower pods for sale, you'll find it at Junk Ranch. And as the sunflower pod seller told me...
People would buy anything, I'll just tell you.
Dad was still breathing.
That might be the headline here.
No, I'm being serious. They will. If they think they can use it for something, they'll buy it.
All joking aside, Junk Ranch has been a great opportunity for local sellers and creators to grow their business. And Junk Ranch itself has become more popular with every passing year. Laura Hightower again.
It started out with 30 vendors. Now they usually have between 100 and 150. Obviously, it was a need in this area, and obviously it's popular. And I just think it's phenomenal that they've had this success and that they had the bravery and the courage to do it and have brought success to the area and to all of these individual vendors. So I always think about that every time we have a Junk Ranch.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.